Case 39, Humans Following Hitch, Pointer, one who can take action on the road is like a tiger in the mountains. One immersed in worldly understanding is like a monkey in a cage. If you want to know the meaning of Buddha nature, you should observe times and seasons, causes and conditions. If you want to smelt pure gold, which has been refined 100 times, you need the forge and bellows of a master. Now tell me, when one's great function appears, what can be used to test him? One who can take action on the rod is the person who is really alive in his life. Not exactly freedom, but his life is really alive every day. The person of this kind is just like a tiger in the mountains, because a mountain is a place where a tiger should depend on instead of water or ocean. So tiger is his place, his kingdom, his paradise, his freedom. So that's why it says one who can take action on the road is like a tiger in the mountains. This is not only one particular person. If whoever you are, you can do it anyway, even for a moment, every day. It means anyway, you should become a person who can take action on the road. It means on the road of your everyday life, anyway. Your life must be alive. For this, you must be just like a tiger in the mountains. And one immersed in ordinary understanding is like a monkey in a cage. This is opposite, pretty opposite. A person who is tied up with a worldly understanding, give and take, the good and bad, the right and wrong, all the worldly understanding, is just like a monkey in a cage, just like raccoon in a cage. Do you understand? Raccoon in a cage. Always going here and there without being still, or without sitting down, always going this way, that way, always. And finally, if you go to the zoo, you can see animals, raccoon and other animals in the cage. So if you are tied up with the worldly understanding, you become just like a raccoon in a cage. It's very restless. Even though your business is going well, even though your life is happy, or even though your life is pretty good, but still restless. It's very restless. You cannot ignore it. It's completely beyond speculation or logical understanding. So, because if you are really living on worldly understanding, always you have to compare your life with somebody else. You have to compare good with bad. You have to compare wrong with right. Always compare, comparison. If you compare you with somebody, then naturally you create confliction. Confliction makes you irritate, really irritate, unstable, uneasy. Because confliction is endless, going endless.
So we must be in the worldly affair. We have to deal with the worldly affair, but we have to see worldly affair from a completely different angle. That is, anyway, aliveness of life, free from worldly understanding, anyway. There is something wonderful, anyways, more than worldly understanding. This is Buddha's teaching, always emphasizing this point. Even though you don't believe any particular religion or divinity or whatever it is, if you are a human being, you can find it, anyway. So, that's why he says, one who can take action on the road is like a tiger in the mountains. One immersed in worldly understanding is like a monkey in a cage. If you want to know the meaning of the Buddha nature, you should observe times and seasons, causes and the conditions. This is a very well-known passage from Nirvana Sutra. Dogen Zenji also comment to this passage in Shobo Genzo. Title is of Buddha Nature. And also Dr. Abe wrote Buddha Nature, essay of on Buddha Nature in Eastern Buddhist, May 1971, I think 60 page 66, 65 to 66, he mentioned about this. So logically, if you want to understand logically, well, you should read this one. It's very helpful for you. I don't want to explain in a logical way today. So, if you want to know the meaning of Buddha nature means the vastness of existence, something more than you think. You always think of something, well, what you can see, what you can reach, that's the territory you can think always. That's the territory you are living there, okay, always. But the Buddha nature is something more than that, anyway. More than you can reach, you can see, you can hear. What, something psychology, something psychological view, something more than, anyway, psychological views, a philosophical view, anyway. Because the your life as a whole is exactly present there, anyway. This is a total picture of your life, regardless of whether you understand or not. That's why for 2500 years, Buddhist patriarchs anyway mentioned about your total picture of your life, where you are, what is your picture. Okay. So constantly mentioning about this. But still, there are lots of individuals who don't care. So that's why, as long as human beings exist, anyway, Buddhas and patriarchs exist, anyway. They have to exist. So, that is a Buddha nature. If you want to know the meaning of vastness of existence, where you are exactly present right there, anyway, you should observe times and seasons and causes and conditions. Times and occasion means the seasons, means the time. Okay? Time process. Your life is exactly right in the middle, right in the stream of time process, okay? And the causes and conditions means the spacious dimension of your existence, okay? So, spacious dimension of your life, and also your life in time. So, total picture of your life is, well, look at it in the same and oneness of a time and space. You can't separate it anyway. So time, time, qua, space. Qua, do you understand? Qua, Q-U-A. Qua means in the character of or in the capacity of. So time is time as space. You have to think time anyway as a space, space as a time. Time and space, one means motion. Nothing but motion. So what is the one is the same? What is the same and the one of time and space? It is motion, function, working dynamically. Anyway, in dynamism, it's working. That is called the same and one of time and space. So that is the pivot position. That is the dual life is in the pivot position where time and space is working in dynamism constantly, regardless of whether you know or not. This is here says times and seasons and causes and conditions. You should observe. Observe means not to see something at a distance. Observe means to regard, to observe closely. Closely. Closely means what would you say? Closely means well, I don't know what can I say. To observe closely who you are means to let your life be anyway alive, or to settle yourself in itself. To make your life stable and steadfast and alive anyway. Stand straight, steadfast, right in the middle of everyday life. That is to observe closely. Anyway, closely, if you want to observe closely who you are, anyway, you have to.